Good morning. The Lord has given us a great opportunity here in a new year to worship Him. And once again, we're so glad that you've decided to join us this morning in worshiping the Lord. Thank you, Ann, for that powerful reminder. One of these days, one day, we're gonna fly away from this old world and all its pain and its agony and so on and so forth. And we've got a good future to look forward to simply because of what Jesus has done in our heart and life. And so we hope that you're praising Him this morning in just a wonderful, wonderful way. Wow, can you believe it? 2020 is history. Woo-hoo, yeah, absolutely. History like yesterday's news. However, it's news I imagine we'll be talking about for many years to come. We used to talk about the blizzard of 78. We'll probably be talking about the COVID of 2020 in future years. Yet for many of us, if not all, it was a difficult year. But we made it. It's 2021, so we made it. Not sure what 2021 is going to offer us or throw our way, but we made it to 2021. And now we stand on what I believe is the cusp of a brand new year. A new year with new opportunities. I imagine many of us already are pondering those new opportunities. If we are, James has a few words to share with us in regard to the new opportunities of 2021. And so let's take our Bibles, if you would. And let's turn over to James chapter 4, and we'll look at verses 13 through 17 this morning. I'd appreciate if you would stand as we go to the Word, and all those joining us at home, if you're able to get your Bible, stand with us. And let's look to the Word this morning and consider, if we can, some of the words that James shares with us in regard to new opportunities in 2021. James chapter 4. Verse 13, it shares with us, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance, and such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." Join us in a word. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we're so thankful to be able to gather on this first Sunday of a new year in your house, and to be able to join those that are joining with us online to simply worship you. And we're coming into 2021 with hope and expectation of a better year than last year. And so, Lord, as we come to your word this morning and think about what James shares with us and to think about the new opportunities in this new year, we ask that you would just come and stir our heart and mind, and Lord, that we would just respond to you and all that you have for us this morning and the days to come in this new year. And so, Lord, we simply need you to come on the scene, and that you would anoint us for the purpose of preaching your word, and that you would come and prepare us, Lord, as we seek you and your opportunities for us in a new year. So, Lord, we just ask this morning that your will be done in the remainder of this service, for we ask in your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. New year, new opportunities. There's no doubt that there are many opportunities that will confront us in a new year. Many of us, maybe some of us, maybe none of us have made New Year's resolutions. Many people may be wondering if that's something we should be doing following from 2020 and all that's happening with COVID, but some of us might have made some resolutions and looking at some of those opportunities that lay in front of us. And so if we are, and we should be to some level, we probably ought to consider what James shares with us in regard to opportunities in the new year. This passage in James really deals with the issue of what are we going to do? Are we going to do it our way, or are we going to do it God's way? In the passage we see that James says that there are individuals that are planning to go to such and such a city, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and they're going to sell and buy and make a profit. And James says, wait a minute, you probably ought to consider what the will of the Lord is, because you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. In fact, your life is like a vapor. It's here one minute and it's gone the next. You might want to consider the opportunities that God has for you. And so that's what James shares with us. And so it is really about what are we going to do? Are we going to do it our way or God's way? Let's say that together. Our way, God's way. One more time. Our way, God's way. I certainly hope we're going to choose to do it God's way. And so are we going to make our own opportunities for 2021? Or are we going to respond to God's opportunities? And I hope this morning, as we're thinking about 2021, that we are going to respond to God's opportunities, because the Scripture shares with us many opportunities. However, two seem to be of the utmost importance that Scripture shares with us. The opportunity to fulfill the Great Command and the opportunity of the Great Commission. And so we are facing a new year with new opportunities to fulfill the Great Command and the Great Commission. And so I want to take just a few moments this morning and share with you in regard to those opportunities, because when we come to Scripture, the reason we call them the Great Command and the Great Commission is because they're important and they're opportunities that you and I need in a new year to respond to. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't other opportunities that we shouldn't consider, and God isn't saying that we can't do some of the things that we would like to do, but as James shares with us, we really should consider what the will of the Lord is and what opportunities that He's putting before us. And as we come to Scripture, we'll find that these two are of great importance. And so you're saying, well, Pastor Mike, isn't that something that's old? Yes. But we have a new opportunity in this moment and the days coming in regard to the Great Command and the Great Commission. And so let's take a few minutes and consider them this morning and the opportunities that they present to us. Well, the Great Command is where we're going to start this morning in Mark chapter 12 and verse 29 through 31. As Jesus shares with us, Jesus answered him, "The first commandment is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other command greater than these." Well, obviously, these are important. Jesus says there's none other greater than these. And so the Great Command shares with us the opportunity to love God. And I hope that in a new year, in 2021, that you are loving God. And so it's the opportunity for us to love God. Not only to love God, but to love our neighbor. And so in 2021, we have the opportunity of loving God and loving others. And I certainly hope that we're going to do that. And I hope that we've done that in 2020. But I hope that we do a better job. And you're saying, can we do a better job? Probably. There's always room for improvement. And so this concept of loving God and loving others is a huge opportunity for us in 2021. In fact, Scripture says that we need to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. With all our heart, with our entire being. Our heart represents who we are and our passion and our desire. And so we're to love God in 2021 with all our passion and with all our desire. Not only to love Him with all our heart, but with all our soul. Our soul makes us who we are. It represents our uniqueness. And all of us are unique. We're all designed a little different. The things that we care about and the things that we love and the things that we do. And so we're supposed to love God, not only with all our passions and desires, but all our uniqueness. Because God designed us in a specific way to do a specific job. And so we're to love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, with our intellect, our ability to think and process. And so we're supposed to, in 2021, make good decisions in regard to what we're doing for the kingdom of God. To love Him with our mind, with all our intellect. And not only with our heart and our soul and our mind, but with our strengths. With all our gifts and our abilities and the things that we can do and accomplish. And so we are to love God with our strength. And when you put all those together, we're to love God with our heart, our soul, and our mind, and our strength. It's this concept of loving God with everything that we are, our entire being. We are to love God. And so we have, in a new year, a new opportunity to love God like we've never loved God before. You might say, Pastor, why? We just came through 2020. If there's ever a reason to love God, we made it through 2020. And we have a new opportunity to let God know how much we love and appreciate Him for all that He's doing in our heart and life. And so in 2021, we have the opportunity to love God. And so I hope as you're pondering the opportunities that lay before you, that one of them is that you're going to love God like you've never loved God before. But not only is it the opportunity this in 2021 to love God, but it's also the opportunity to love our neighbor. What an opportunity to love our neighbor. In fact, Scripture says that we're to love our neighbor so much that we love them as much as we love ourselves. Now that's a pretty powerful statement, and actually we could spend a lot of time talking about how we love ourselves, and there's a positive perspective of that and a very negative perspective. I have unfortunately met a lot of people who don't necessarily love themselves, but are very critical of who they are and what they're doing and why they do this and why they do that. And if we're thinking like that in 2021, we're probably not going to love our neighbor. But that would probably explain why people are critical of their neighbors. That's good preaching, Pastor. But Scripture says we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. And the truth is, and I'm not talking about that we need to be arrogant or selfish or any of that type of thing, but we are supposed to have a healthy respect for who we are. Like, we could spend a lot of time with this, but because you know who we are? We are children of God. We're His treasure, His prized possession. We are worth something. I need to do that again. We should have agreed with that, right? We are worth something. That's a little better. See, we got to have a much more positive perspective of loving ourselves. Because the truth is, if we don't love ourselves, it's going to be very hard to love our neighbor. We can pretend like we love our neighbor. But if we're going to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, we have to love ourselves. And of course, loving ourselves flows through a relationship with Jesus Christ when we're loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Then we can love our neighbor as ourselves. And so in 2021, we have a new opportunity to love our neighbor. And so in 2021, we need to love God and love our neighbor. Note, if you would, Jesus says, there is no other commandment greater than these. Love God, love others. No other commandment greater than these. So we're thinking about the opportunity. How important is this opportunity? I want you to know it's very important. Probably the most important is loving God and loving others. You might say, well, wait a minute, Mike. Pastor, wait, just wait a minute. You're telling me that loving God and loving others is greater than the 10 in the Old Testament? The 10 commandments? I didn't say that. Jesus said that. And the reason Jesus said that is because He was summarizing the 10 commandments. If you would study the 10 commandments, you're going to find out that the 10 commandments talks about two things. You know what those two things are? Come on now. You know what they are. Loving and loving others. That's what the Ten Commandments talks about. Loving God and loving others. There's no greater opportunity in 2021 than to love God and love others. I hope we respond to that opportunity this morning. The second thing that Scripture presents to us as a great opportunity in Scripture is not only the great command, but the great commission. The great commission we find in Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, and shared with us, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." So the second great opportunity we have is to fulfill the Great Commission. You might ask, Pastor, what is the Great Commission? The Great Commission is simply our opportunity to go into the world and share the gospel, to tell the world about Jesus. What an opportunity to share with the world who Jesus is and what Jesus has done in your life. That is a great opportunity. But the Great Commission simply shares with us that we are to go and that we are to share the gospel and that we are to make disciples. Help people to become believers. And we're to teach them Christian principles and Christian standards and what it means to live as a Christian and to keep all the commandments. Interesting, isn't it? Keep all the commandments. There are no greater commands than these to do what? Love God. Love others. Help me out here. Love God. Love others. What a great opportunity. Not only to fulfill the great command, but to fulfill the great commission. To be able to share with the world about Jesus. And always remember that missions is across the street and around the world. And we have a great opportunity to touch lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to make a difference for the kingdom. Question. How do we respond to these great opportunities? You know what? That's a good question. I'm glad you asked. I am. Because I'm going to share with you how we just might be able to, in 2021, respond to these great opportunities of the great command and the great commission of loving God and loving others and sharing the gospel with the world. Well, I believe it begins with vision. I believe it begins with vision. Maybe a vision like this. A healthy church serving Christ in a hurting world. You've heard that before. Well, wait a minute. That's our vision. Right? That's our vision. And I love it when you start repeating that with me. You know why? Because that's our vision. That's who we are as a church. We're a healthy church serving Christ in a hurting world. That's who we are. That's who we desire to be. That's how we believe that we're going to respond to the great opportunity in 2021 of the Great Command and the Great Commission. Because that vision covers both those areas. Loving God and loving others. We're a healthy church serving Christ and a hurting world. Hurting world represents others. Great Command, love God, love others. Great Commission. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, we're serving Christ and a hurting world. How are we going to help hurting people? Not only sharing the gospel, but it's one way to encourage hurting people is with the message and the love and the compassion and the mercy of Jesus Christ. And so how are we going to do that? We're going to do that with vision. We're going to do that with who we are, because we're a healthy church. Serving Christ in a hurting world. And we're going to continue to do that into 2021. And we have a new opportunity to do such a thing. But yet, how does this really work? How is this really going to happen? Where is it where the rubber meets the road and we're really fulfilling the Great Command and the Great Commission? How is it we're really a healthy church and we're serving Christ in a hurting world? How does that really unfold in our life? I believe it's with a simple four-step plan. Simple. It's not difficult. Too often I believe we make it far too difficult. And I believe you probably heard this before. New opportunity to pray, to care, to share, empower. How do we fulfill the vision of serving Christ in a hurting world? We do it through prayer. We do it through caring. We do it through sharing. We do it through empowering. Note this, if you would, this morning. We have a new year with new opportunities to pray, to care, to share, and to empower others for Christ. I hope that this concept of prayer, care, share, empower simply becomes part of our DNA. In 2021, could we take the opportunity to genuinely and thoroughly pray for somebody? Because it all begins with prayer. Might we even be bold enough to ask somebody, "How can I pray for you?" I've never encountered somebody who I'm asked, "How can I pray for you?" And they say, "Nope, don't need any prayer." Never happened. And I challenge you with this new opportunity in 2021 to simply ask somebody, "How can I pray for you?" And when they respond with whatever that thought is, you will then know how to care for them. You will know then what you need to share with them. And then you'll come to the understanding of how you might empower them in regard to their request and be able to move them closer to an experience with Christ in their life. Simple. Right? Oh my. Let's see how this works. Pat, how can I pray for you? Be gentle with me, Pat. Pat, how can I pray for you? Okay, Pat's facing surgery. Now I know what to pray about. When I go to the Lord, I pray, "Lord, remember Pat. she's facing surgery. Okay, I know that. Now, how can I? You can help me out. Now, how can I care for Pat? I know she's facing surgery. A visit? A card of encouragement? Maybe some flowers? Maybe some cookies. Me and Pat have something in common. We like cookies. We know that Pat's going to come home from the hospital. Probably not going to feel like cooking. Thank you, Kathy. We can provide a meal. Maybe a few. Now what's happened? We've prayed. We've shown Pat we've cared. We're thinking about her. And now we're sharing with her. And through prayer, care, and sharing, we're empowering her that she knows that she's loved and cared for and thought of. Now I know Pat knows the Lord and loves Him. But think about what this does to the person who doesn't know Christ. Through the love, through prayer, through the care, the share, the love that we have given to them, they begin to wonder, why? Why do they do this? It's because of Jesus. We've moved them closer. We've empowered them to move closer to Jesus Christ in their life. And we can do that with scenario after scenario. We have a new opportunity to touch the lives of others. And if people's lives ever needed touched, I believe it's now. We might have come through 2020. But COVID has followed us beyond 2020. It didn't stop at midnight, December 31st. You heard our prayer list this morning. More and more people that we know, closer and closer, are dealing with COVID. If we ever need to touch people's lives, I believe it's now. And we have that opportunity. In fact, we have the opportunity to fulfill the great command and the great commission simply by beginning to pray, to care, and to share with others. What an opportunity. I don't think there's a greater opportunity than that. And the truth is, there isn't a one of us here today who can't pray, care, share, and empower somebody else in 2021. So once again, note, if you would, a new year with new opportunities to pray, to care, to share, and to power, and to empower others for Christ. So as we come to a close, I wonder today, what opportunities are you going to consider? I'm sure there's many. You've been given two this morning. Great commission, great command, great opportunities. And so as we ponder that thought, might we consider this morning verse 17 of James chapter 4? Now I find this as a very interesting verse and a very, very powerful concept. And so James chapter 4 verse 17 shares with us, therefore to him who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. I don't know about you, but that verse is right in your face. Because there's no question this morning that you and I know that there are some things that are good that we need to do in 2021. And if we don't, Scripture says to us that that is sin. That is willful disobedience against God. Whoa. That leaves quite the impression. We could say, man, that pastor, that's such a negative thought. It's not a negative thought, it's a true thought. It ought to be a motivating thought to us that we have great opportunities for the kingdom of God. And we should respond to those opportunities amidst the many other opportunities that we have in 2021. And I know there are many opportunities that lay ahead for us in a new year, but none as important as the ones I shared with you today of the new opportunity to love God, love others, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ through the power of prayer, care, share, and empower. Let's stand together this morning. The praise team is going to come and they're going to share a song with us and for us to join in with them. And it's entitled, Come to the Altar. And of course, we want to give to you the opportunity this morning as we're thinking about opportunity in 2021. If you want to step out and come to a place at the altar and just share with the Lord what's happening in your heart and mind as you're pondering 2021. Or to recognize this morning that an altar can be wherever we are. And so even this morning, right where you are in the pew, you can take a moment this morning and come before the Lord and say, Lord, this is what's on my heart and mind as I'm thinking about 2021. And give the Lord also the opportunity to share with us about the opportunities that He has for you to fulfill the great command and the great commission. To be able to pray for others, to be able to care for others, to be able to share with others, to be able to empower others. But I wonder this morning, will we take the moment? One of the most important things you can do right here, right now, is take a moment and go to the Lord in regard to the opportunities for 2021. As the praise team leads us this morning, come to the altar.